We sort of returned to the non-physical and so on. And I wasn't too worried about lack of sleep until I heard that, and then I thought, gosh, am I just not insufficient contact?
Let us put
with
it
the non-physical.
Let us put it to you in a say the same thing in different words that we think you will hear more easily or enjoy when you hear them. And that is, when you slumber, your consciousness reemerges into non-physical. And that's the same thing as saying, when you slumber, you're not actively focused, and therefore there is no possibility of splitting the energy.
Right.
In other words, when you slumber, you cannot be focused upon something that is causing the separation.
Right.
And so the conclusion of that, or the result of that, is when there's no separation, then there is a complete blending of the. But there's a complete blending of source energy when you are basking, when you are praising, when you are applauding, when you are enjoying something, mm-hmm. when you are meditating. In other words, there are endless other ways that you make that connection.
Right.
And so we think that if you were saying to us, I'm not sleeping very much and I feel bad all day, then there would be something that you would want to work on.
Mm-hmm.
But the amount of sleep that you're getting is not directly proportionate to your connection to source energy.
Right.
Feeling good is what is directly proportionate mm-hmm. to your connection to source energy, you see.
Right.
You may reach the place, all of you, where you would require very little sleep. Your
mm-hmm.
bodies do not need to sleep. You're resting as you're sitting in these chairs. You do not need a reprieve from action. You need a reprieve from negative emotions. You need a reprieve from the contradictory energy. Your body regenerates itself. Your body can regenerate itself in seconds. You could have a raging disconnection, and it could be showing itself in lots of ways in your body. Let's say a powerful headache or some sort of sensation. And as you relax and shift your focus and therefore shift your ability to receive, you could come in full alignment within seconds, you see. And so we do not want to give the impression that long amounts of sleep are necessary for the maintenance of your relationship with your source energy. Long expanses of happiness are what we would recommend, however. Actually, it's easier to be happy when you're awake. You have more control.
Yeah, yeah.
A bad dream didn't happen. It was not a message from your inner being. A negative dream is your creation. A negative dream is a manifestation of what's troubling you. And we would say it's usually an indication of what was keeping you awake, too.
Right. That's interesting. Yeah.
And often, not always, because sometimes you can't sort it out, but often the thing that you've been fussing about, the issue that you've got activated and escalated, shows up in your dream.
Mm-hmm.
And many would say, oh, isn't that helpful? And we say, it's helpful in the sense that it lets you know you're fussing over something you hadn't ought to be fussing over. But we wouldn't scrutinize dreams too much and try to guide them too much. We would just, when somebody says to you sweet dreams, pleasant dreams, what they're saying to you is, I trust that you have been being the deliberate creator, and I trust that all is well with you, and I trust that as you slumber, that when you come back into consciousness, you will translate yourself as purely as you really are. Yes.
Thank you very much for both answers.
If you're wanting a dreamscape indication of alignment, that's what flying dreams are. If you're wanting a dream pronouncement of where your state of connection is, they are blissful dreams. They are soaring dreams. They are dreams where you are succeeding and thriving. They're dreams where you're uplifting. They're dreams when you are mentoring. They're dreams where you, in other words, they are dreams where you have that helpful sense of well-being. Those are dreams. Those are dreams worth scripting.
Mm-hmm.
Those are dreams worth planning on. Those are dreams worth dreaming on purpose. But the thing about those kinds of dreams is, it's much easier to create them in your real life experience and then let your dream reflect how you really feel than to try to create that dream and then let your real life experience reflect the dream.
Right. Yes, I see. I see.
Enough for now?
Thank you very much.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thanks, Jerry. I just get a big charge out of being here.
Literally.
Yeah, exactly. I wasn't really planning on talking, but the chance to raise my hand